sit beside me. That's great. Good morning. Isn't it a beautiful Sabbath morning? The sun is shining and the leaves are starting to turn color. And Jesus gives us a beautiful world, doesn't he? I'm really glad to see all of you here today. Last time I had the children's story, I only had two little girls, so it's nice to see all of you. You know, this morning, Pastor McMahon is going to talk about forgiveness. Do you know what forgiveness is? What is forgiveness? What? Well, you said, what happens after you say you're sorry when someone says, that's okay, that's forgiveness, yes? That's right. Jesus forgives us, and it's like it never happened. And you know what it says? You know what a dictionary is? Yeah, it's a big book that tells us what words mean. And it says that forgiveness is kind of like when you're happy again, when you're not angry anymore, when you've been forgiven, you're not angry anymore. Well, I want to tell you a story this morning about a brother and sister. And the brother was older than the sister. And any of you any girls have older brothers? Or you boys have younger sisters? Well, this boy's name was James, and his sister was Kathy. And he was just enough older that he thought girls' things were silly, especially her doll. That was very silly. And she had a very favorite doll, and she was playing with it outside in the front yard one day. And he told her he thought her talking to something that couldn't talk back was silly. And then she started calling him names. And then he got mad, and he went and pushed her, and her doll fell down and broke its head. And Kathy started to cry, and she said, "You broke my doll." And he said, "Well, you called me a name." And she said, "Well, you told me I was silly. And I didn't break your doll, it fell." And she said, "You did too." "I did not." "You did too." And pretty soon it got very loud. And Mama came out and she said, "What are you two arguing about?" And Kathy was crying and she said, "James broke my doll. I did not. He did too." And then he said, "Well, she called me names." So Mommy said, "I think you two better go to your bedrooms and be quiet for a while." So they went to their bedrooms, and in a little while, Mommy walked up to James' room and said, "James, what happened?" "Well, she called me a name." "Did she say she was sorry?" "No, so I pushed her. I didn't break her doll. I pushed her, and it fell." "Did you say you were sorry for pushing her?" "No, because she called me a name." So Mommy said, "I think we better pray about this and ask Jesus what we should do." So while after they prayed, she went to Kathy's room and she said, "Kathy, what happened?" "James broke my doll." "Did he really break it?" "Well, no, he pushed me." "Well, why did he push you?" "Well, I called him a name because he said I was silly." "Did you say you were sorry for calling him a name?" "No, because he said I was silly." And she said, "Well, I think we better pray about this." So she got Kathy down on her knees and they were praying. And James went to his bedroom. He went to his piggy bank and he got out some money. And they lived right close to town. They lived in town, so they weren't far from the stores. And he went outside. He picked up the doll with the broken head, he put it in a bag and took it to the store, and he had a new head put on it. And he came home, and he went up to Kathy's room, and he said, "Kathy, I'm sorry I broke your doll." And he handed her the bag. Do you think that made her happy? She said, "Oh, it's prettier than the other one, and I'm sorry I called you silly. I'm sorry I called you names." And they hugged each other. Now, were they happy because they forgave? So see, the dictionary says it's right, you're not angry. Does Jesus like it when we're angry? No. Does he forgive us when we ask him? And so they went out to play and they were happy. So let's remember, when we do something that someone doesn't like and we say we're sorry and they forgive us, it makes us happy. But we forgive other people too, don't we? We want them to forgive us. So before we go back to our seats, let's have a prayer, okay? Dear Jesus, thank you for the Sabbath day. Thank you for friends. Thank you for parents. And thank you for Jesus. And help us to be loving and forgiving. Thank you again, Jesus. Amen. Now you can...